Salah had listened attentively and asked the one or other question. When we finished, he said, "You were lucky, gentlemen. Your lifeless bodies could now also be buried somewhere in the desert or floating in the Dead Sea. You should take the kidnapper's threats seriously." "We do, too," I replied, "but we will not back down from our mission. If this was what they were aiming for, then they clearly missed. We are determined." Holmes thought for a moment and then said, "I don't think the perpetrators are so naive to seriously expect us to surrender and depart. Rather, it must have been their primary interest to keep us away from Jerusalem for a period of time. It was certainly clear to them that we would come back dutifully. In this respect, this assumption correlates with my earlier assessment that the terrorists are planning a major attack. To carry it out, they needed a free hand in the city, no annoying investigators who would be on their heels. It must therefore now be assumed that the action in question is imminent." "What are they possibly planning?" I interjected. "We should reckon with the unknown," Salah said in a worried voice. "It could be a new explosive or arson attack, but this time with fatal consequences. The grace period for human lives may be over. Once Turks lie dead on the streets of Jerusalem, the Ottoman government will lose patience." "But then the terrorists would have achieved the opposite of what they are aiming for," I replied. "Apparently they are concerned with shaking off the Ottoman yoke, as they probably see it. In fact..."